Good afternoon. Protesters faced off against heavily armed police in Barcelona yesterday to resist ongoing evictions as the pandemic pushes many vulnerable residents to the brink of homelessness. Footage uploaded on social media captures the Catalan police being confronted by scores of anti-eviction protesters. Following the eviction of a 50-year-old Peruvian woman in the Poble Sec neighbourhood of Barcelona yesterday, dozens of neighbours gathered to challenge the authorities, leading to a tense standoff where a dumpster was reportedly set on fire. Evictions are being carried out, citing flagrant usurpation as the cause, which allows for removals of persons and families from properties without a court order. A moratorium on evictions for the first wave of the pandemic expired on June the 20th, and as the second wave gathered pace, the Ministry of the Interior asked for an extension to May 2021, whilst apologising for the recent eviction of a vulnerable family by the Catalan police. Meanwhile, Pepe Alvarez, the Secretary General of the Labour Union, the UGT, is forecasting an avalanche of layoffs as the twin crises of housing and unemployment look set to worsen dramatically next year. Meanwhile, there is real hope as Spain's cumulative cases of coronavirus drop below 400 per 100,000 for the first time in a month. Yesterday, the number of COVID-19 infections fell to 374 per 100,000 inhabitants in 14 days, the first time the numbers have dropped below 400 since October the 23rd. With a slight downward curve beginning to emerge, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, said there is finally light at the end of the tunnel. The government has proposed limiting family and social gatherings during the Christmas holidays to 6 and a curfew between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. on both Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. The draft proposal for the public health measures for the Christmas holidays states that in family meetings it is recommended to limit participation to members who belong to the same cohabitation group. They recommend not holding events such as the Three Kings Parade and other types of mass gatherings. Almería will be in red alert and have 56 municipalities on the highest possible alert for COVID-19 from today. On Sunday, the decision was made to extend the restrictions in Andalusia until December the 10th, with a few changes. In the case of Almería, the 41 municipalities of the Levante-Almanzora district will pass to alert level 4 and 15 of the Poniente district of Almería. In the run-up to Christmas, the restrictions have been altered to allow more freedom for toy shopping, with toy stores allowed to open until 8 p.m. Although if confined to a small municipality, toy shopping may still be limited. And a British Airways Boeing 747-400 jumbo jet burst into flames at a Valencian airport yesterday. The aircraft was being stored at Castellón Airport after it was recently withdrawn from service. Footage shows the blaze erupting from behind the cockpit as smoke billows out of the plane. Firefighters extinguished the fire, but the plane suffered serious damage. The airport has confirmed that there were no casualties and no one was on board at the time. They added that the plane was due to be scrapped after it was recently retired. It's not yet known how the fire started. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.